OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, you know, this absolutely is your place for travel and so much more. Thanks for being part of the show, everyone. We are now moving into the personal connection that's sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com/Carrie.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or maybe Southeast Asia. That's going to mean that you're going to uncover rare sights, you're going to delight in regional wine and culinary tastings, and they're going to take you to places of local and historical significance. So how about booking today and go experience the European Christmas markets with them and save?
Who doesn't want to save, folks? Right now, you can go explore the Caribbean as well with Emerald aboard their luxury yacht. That's an option for you as well. They sail with only 100 guests. All meals, airport transfers, drink packages, and more are included. You also get your excursions, Wi-Fi included, plus port charges and gratuities, too. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now for travel to Europe or the Caribbean, plus free air, all right? So, as Mary just said, save. Visit EmeraldCruises.com/Carrie to pick your trip or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Michael Zervos is the focus of today's personal connection. He's on a journey that's not for the faint of heart. He's going to visit every country in the world, but with a twist. Let's find out more as we connect with him via Google Meet from Dhaka, the capital city of Bangladesh.
All right, well, it is already after 9 o'clock in the evening there on a Saturday. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Michael.
Hey, Mary. Hey, Robert. How are you?
Well, we are very well.
Great.
We really appreciate you joining us today, so thank you for that. So, you know, we have spoken to a few people on the program who have visited every country in the world. I think only about 600 people or so have actually done that to date, but at a much more leisurely pace than you're attempting, Michael. So I want you to share with everybody what you're doing and what exactly Project Cosmos is.
So Project Cosmos has two parts. The first part is I'm trying to break the world record to be the fastest human to travel to every country, UN nation in the world, 193 countries plus the two observer states. And then the other part, the more personal part, and I hope the one that lasts past the record once I break it, is the collecting of stories of happiness throughout the world. I ask one question to everybody I meet, and it's, what is the happiest moment of your life?
Okay, well, you already, I love that part. You already answered my question. So it's the 193 United Nations member countries plus two observer states. That's a lot. And what's the record? And what are you trying to beat? What are you going for?
So the official Guinness World Record is 554 days held by a gal named Killer in the United States.
Okay, that 534 days for a...
I thought you said 554?
554.
Oh, 554. Yes. And what are you going for? What's your aim?
Well, I'm not disclosing it because there's actually some people that are hot on my trails. And if they know when I'm going to complete it, they'll know what to come in under.
Well,
they kind of have the catbird seat.
All right.
So we'll just say it's going to be 553 at least. That's it.
You're going to make the goal. We're rooting for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're in our personal connection segment, Michael, and we want to delve into what you just said earlier, a little bit more about what you're talking to these locals about. So you're obviously trying to beat a record. You're on this race. But I'm really curious with this question that you're asking, what are people's happiest moments, if you're noticing any broad patterns in all of these different cultures and communities that are making things that make people happy.
Okay. Now that I've interviewed probably, let's say, between 12 and 1,500 people now across the world, I am starting to see some patterns. Now, they aren't as tight as you might imagine, and my I'm not scientifically or empirically studying the world.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, selecting groups of people for this, that, and the other. I really come up against people. I might meet them on the street. I might have personal connections with them. I might meet them on, you know, happenstance in the hotel. I just meet locals in the place that I'm at. So the patterns are, loosely, sometimes I hear education, especially when it's a developing nation and when it's younger people. I also hear the firstborn child, particularly when it's a woman around the world. I'll hear that very often when I have my first. But a lot of men will also say when I'm first time I was a father, I've heard that quite a bit. Occasionally you'll hear... when I'm married, but not that often. And I would say maybe the education, the childbearing, the childbirth, and then maybe I think those couple, maybe like 20 or 30% of the answers I get, and the rest are varied all over the place.
Very interesting. So kids, and education. Yeah, and there's patterns within that.
Well, listen, I hate to say, in some parts of the world where you are, they may have arranged marriages as well. That may not be the happiest day of their life.
That's
and so
true.
Forth, so it just could be. But, you know, one of the things is, as Mary and I were preparing for this today, I was thinking about, you know, I love the diversity in the backgrounds of the people that we interview on this show. And I understand, you know, you're a feature filmmaker. You've done some commercial work as well. Is the natural filmmaker in you, you know, you must love that unique story. It has to be coming out during your travels, you know, as you're chronicling everyone's answers to your questions. So where I'm really going with this is it more than just breaking a record to you at this point?
Well, you know, my sponsors wouldn't like me saying this because they're doing this for they're helping me out to break the record. And I'm so appreciative of so many of them. But the big reason, the personal reason, I think the one thing that's going to outlast this record, because, you know, there's the fastest person in the world. And then, you know, a year later, that record's broken. And then that record's broken. So, like, I'm cognizant of the fact that somebody's going to come a year later, 5 years later, and break the record. But what I'm hoping will happen is that some of these stories will touch people in a way that will last past the record. You'll be able to come to my Instagram, to my YouTube page, to just on social media. That stuff, you know, the internet keeps it forever. You'll be able to watch these stories again and again, just going through maybe day by day, country by country, watching one at a time, whatever it is. And those will outlast the record itself. As a storyteller, that's what I cherish the most.
Yeah, and we'll give your Instagram at the end of the interview. I was on it last night, and it's very powerful, all of these different stories. Really powerful what you're doing, and really interesting to hear these people from all over the world and what makes them happy. So I want to get a little logistical here, because I really can't imagine this aspect, right? The visa application part. You know, you're applying for visas on the fly, and some countries are not easy to get into. So with delays, I mean, you can't just show up. How's that going?
Yeah. Well, I was talking about sponsors. One of my sponsors is a company called iVisa, which has helped me with many, many of the visas. We applied for about 30 to 35 of them on my passports before I even began traveling. I had to go to many different cities within the U.S. just to get them hard printed in my passports. And I have two American passports and I have a Greek passport, right? So that's another thing. I needed a lot of passports to get all the stamps. But visas are a big issue, and they keep people out of a lot of different countries. Fortunately, the U.S. passport is quite powerful. It's among the most powerful. But, you know, going to a lot of countries, you know, particularly in Africa, where there's Africans who aren't able to go to adjacent countries because they can't even achieve a visa just in their neighboring country. So I really took for granted that aspect of traveling and how we're able to travel to so many countries on a Western passport.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you mentioned as far as somebody will come along and break the record, but your stories will outlast that feat, I guess the good news is that you will be providing inspiration to others to try and take you down, right? So, I mean, that's one thing that I'll put out there. And what I want to know is, you know, what keeps you going, Michael, in those tough moments? Maybe it is the visa. Maybe it's a challenge getting somewhere. Maybe it's somebody you've met who's been a heartfelt story, whatever it is. You know, or when things go awry and the quest seems insurmountable. You know, what keeps you going?
Well, you named one of those things. You know, at the very, very start of my trip, there was a gal I interviewed in Russia, and she told me a story, and I really liked the story a lot. And she said, you know, you're probably going to forget, you know, all these faces that you met along the way. I mean, because, like, I'm the first one. And she was one of the first ones that I had interviewed. And now I'm 100 countries in, and I remember every single one of those 1,500 interviews that I've done. Not only that, I remember all the people who I didn't put on camera, because there are many who didn't. They wanted to be off the record.
Sure.
You know? Mm. So for me, I tell them the videos are not for me. I'll go to the grave remembering you. What I want to share with you, with everybody else who follows me, is your story. That's what I'm the medium for this. So you're what's keeping me going. And I mean, it's like hearing these stories day by day. I wake up with childlike wonderment. I wake up with a smile on my face, and I'm thrilled to do it over and over again.
All right. Well, last question for you, and we have about maybe 15 seconds for this. So you don't do you have an idea where the journey will end and roughly when? Can you share that with us?
Oh, this is an easy one. It will end. I'll come back to the U.S. It'll be the final country.
Okay.
Coming back home to Detroit. And it'll be sometime before, in the middle of the summer.
All right. Well, we have listeners there on WDTK Radio, so hopefully they are tuned in. I want to give your Instagram. The Instagram, folks, is just The Project Cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S, the Project Cosmos. You can follow Michael's journey, all the interviews and everything. Really nice connecting with you. Safe travels, Michael.
Thanks, you too. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, we wish you well. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, well, the screen with Michael here in our studio just went dark as the Google Meet session ended. Folks, good for him. The Project Cosmos you can find on Instagram. All right, in about 10 minutes, RJ will be here behind the mic for the Open Road. Witches will fill our airwaves for the Museum Gallery in about 20 minutes. Boy, the show has such diversity. But next, Rudy will talk fictional travel in today's Right Stuff. Three more segments to go on this September 1st, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.